All right, folks, if you have a Bible, I'd like for you to turn to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. We're going to look at verses 13 through 35. Now, again, I mentioned to you earlier that sometimes with Easter, it can seem like just another holiday, and the real meaning of it can be lost and miss us because in some sense, we have this idea that sometimes spiritual things don't have relevance to our lives. But I want you to take a journey with me today. I want to go back almost 2,000 years ago to that Easter morning, to a group of people who, to be very honest with you, weren't celebrating at the very first part of the day. If anything, they were in despair. Their hopes, their dreams had been crushed. For some of them, they had put their lives, 3 years of their lives, following a man who they thought was special, who they thought would bring about their hopes, their dreams. And in one short afternoon, on a Friday, it was ripped from them. It was crushed. And he was buried. And they thought that's it. And they're in despair. I think we can understand that kind of despair, right? Because if you think about our lives, a lot of times we will put our hopes and trusts in things or in relationships or in dreams that we want to accomplish, maybe something at work or whatever, and then watch it all of a sudden just disappear. And there's a heaviness with that, right? And what makes it even worse is when you had an expectation from God. Like these folks we're talking about here had an expectation from God that he was going to act a certain way. He was going to accomplish things a certain way. And then when that didn't happen, they're like, not just crushed, they're going through a crisis. They're going through a crisis of faith. They're going through a crisis of belief. Like, hey, wait a minute, I just gave 3 years of my life. I thought this guy was it. I thought he was it. And then, God, I don't understand what's going on. You can kind of relate to that, can you? When we have these expectations from the Lord and it doesn't happen. And the road seems dark, right? And that's what I'm titling the message today, When the Road Seems Dark. Because for two guys walking on the road to a little place called Emmaus, they were devastated. But Jesus met them. Well, let's look at it together, okay? So if you have your Bibles, look with me at verse 13. We're going to look at a big section here, 13 through 35. Here's what Luke records in his gospel. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And they said to him, and he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and beside all this, this is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had seen visions of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones, of slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he was going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is now far spent. So he went in with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were gathered with them, who were gathered together, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. Then they told what happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Here's what I want to do, folks. I want to take this passage and I want to talk about when the road seems dark. First of all, I'm going to talk about despair, and I think this is where each of us can relate to when we think about what these guys are going through. It's not something that's beyond our understanding, okay? So we're going to talk about despair, and then we're going to talk about hope renewed. And really, that's what I'm hoping Easter will be for each of us here. Because I'll be honest with you, I understand the reality of life. Life's not always wonderful. Life has its disappointments, and sometimes those disappointments affect us and affect our view of God. But I want us to have a different view today. I want us to see what's happening here in this passage. So I want you to notice with me, first of all, verse 18. So they're walking on the road, and they're talking about the things that are happening. What are they talking about? They're talking about the crucifixion of Jesus, all their hopes and stuff. They're talking, and then Jesus shows up. Now, they don't know who he is. For some reason, the scripture says that they have been kept from understanding who he is. They see Jesus. They're not sure what to think. He's there. And notice with me verse 18. Here's the first thing I'm going to show you about despair. Here's what he says. When Jesus is asking what's going on, then one of them named Cleopas answered, Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in these days? What's happening here? Well, they're being sarcastic, cynical. It's like, wait a minute, are you the only guy who doesn't know what's been happening? What do we see happening here? Here it is. Despair leads to cynicism. Despair leads to cynicism. Now, can you relate to that? I think you and I can relate to that. If, for instance, you're going through life and all of a sudden you're going through a series of one thing after another not going right, you can lose hope so much that what ends up happening is you become cynical. Now you become, quote, realistic, so to speak, and all you expect is bad things to happen, right? Isn't that what we do? We just expect a terrible thing to happen. And we become sarcastic about stuff, especially if somebody else doesn't know what's going on. What do you mean? You're the only one that doesn't know what's going on here? And despair leads to a cynicism. You and I get there, right? Especially in our spiritual lives. You come to the Lord, you're so excited, you're so blessed by him, you believe him for anything, but then like one disappointment after another, and slowly I've watched many Christians through the years go through the same thing, and here's what happens. They become cynical. Where once they believed God to do anything, now yeah, sure, I believe God can do that. But they don't really believe anymore. They can answer the right question, but their heart is darkened. Do you understand? Why? Disappointment. Because they prayed many times for things to happen, and it didn't happen. So despair leads to cynicism. What else do we see here? Look with me at verse 19 to 20. We continue on with their story. Here's what I want you to see. And he says, and he said to them, what things? And they said, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. Here's the next thing I want you to see. The one they put their trust in was destroyed. So they recognize that this isn't just some normal guy here. This is somebody special from God. I mean, when you think about the things he's doing, it's like awesome beyond anything beyond their comprehension. Let's just take one of their things that Jesus did, healing the blind. Now, that's not a normal everyday experience, right? And it sure wasn't in Israel, and it sure wasn't in their history. I mentioned this before, that if you go to the Old Testament, there's no record of anyone being healed of blindness, although there was a report saying that when the Messiah comes, he'll do that. So here's the guy, here he is, Jesus is showing up, their hopes are all in him, he's the one. But then he's taken. He's mocked, he's beaten, he's humiliated, he's tortured, he's crucified, and he's dead. They put their trust there, and it got crushed. I think we can